Amy, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill that needs to be addressed?
For me, it's really planning and development issues. We spent the last year doing the 2020 Comprehensive Plan project, which took a really nice high overview of the town's aspirations and its values, but now we've got the job of implementing. So that means we've got to start drilling down, making some of those hard decisions, looking at the different trade-offs, and weighing the conflicts between our different aspirations for the town.
And in a general sense, I guess more than you've said, how do you intend to address that and other issues that come up?
Well, I would continue a lot of the work that I have been doing with the town. I've served on the planning board and the design commission and been involved in these kind of issues for 10 years, so I hope that this would just be the next step in that evolution. I've been working over the past year to get citizen involvement in the planning process and to get it up front early so that we can kind of work out these issues for ourselves. So I hope to see that continuing in town as an important thing. I think it's also important that the town do a better job of planning comprehensively. I know we did the comprehensive plan, but what we really did was the comprehensive vision. And I think we could take a page from UNC, which when they were planning change at their campus, they took a step back and said, okay, what are the things that are important for us to protect? What really makes the character of this place? And then they planned that new development in a way that it complemented all that. And Chapel Hill hasn't really had a chance to do that. We're doing the individual plans now. We're working on future focus areas, but we're doing it in a kind of segregated way, and I think we need to step back and say, okay, here's the big picture.
We're speaking with Amy Ryan, a candidate for the Chapel Hill Town Council. How, as a member of the town council, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Chapel Hill are heard?
Well, I think that my work with neighbors and in those kind of situations have shown that I do listen and I do seek out these other points of view. That doesn't mean we always agree, and that one of the challenges in a town like this is you can say, I'll listen to the community. The community has lots of different voices, and so the job of the council member is to actively seek out those voices and hear everything. And then it's really you get put on the spot and it's your job to decide what you think is best for the town as a whole.
And what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
I think some of it is my experience in planning and development issues. I've got a degree in landscape architecture, so the other members of council and the other candidates don't bring that perspective. And that's a lot of what the work of the council is about. And again, I've got 10 years of experience working with those issues with the town, so I would hope to bring that to the council chamber.